Okay. Good afternoon. No response. Good afternoon. Good. That's what we need. I know all of you had your lunch, right? Are you guys sleepy?
No.
No worries. How many of you are sleepy? Okay. So then we have to do something now. Okay. So I'm going to talk about role of Ayurvedic healthcare system in healthy aging, disease prevention and health promotion. So the first author is Father Steady Parla. I'm not Parla. I'm his wife. He is in Japan attending another conference, so I'm here today to represent him. So I'm Anu. I'm from Southern California University of Health Science, Associate Professor in Research and also Program Director in Ayurvedic Medicine. I'm very excited to talk about this topic here today because we all need a rejuvenation, right? I need more sound from here. Yes. Okay. So I don't have any relationships to disclose here. So the growth in number and proportion of older adults is increasing, right? Especially mainly two factors here. Longer lifespan and aging baby boomers will compare to the double population of Americans aged 65 years and older. During the next 25 years, it's going to be 72 million. And by 2030, older adults will account for roughly 20% of U.S. population. So more than a quarter of all Americans and two out of every three older Americans have multiple chronic conditions. And treatment for this population accounts for 66% of the country's healthcare budget. That shows how much importance we need to give for this population. Older age population. So according to National Institute on Aging, Division of Geriatrics and Clinical Gerontology, the main goal are improving health, function, and quality of life of older person. So basically what they are mentioning, any type of intervention which address pain, fatigue, and other common symptoms in older person that limit the function and quality of life, as well as intervention to prevent, treat physical disability. So how many of you have heard about Ayurvedic medicine? I'm so happy. Good. So the main goals of Ayurvedic medicine, there are two main goals. It's explained in classical textbook of Ayurveda. It's about 5,000 years old. You all know that, right? So the main goal is promotion of health and management of disease. If you see, the first goal what they have mentioned is promotion of health. So, like other medical science, Ayurveda also got 8 branches. What does it show? It's a time-tested medicine. It's not a lab-tested medicine. Even though now it's happening, but it's mainly time-tested medicine. And it's existing for such a long time. Whenever we have a branches, you don't have a branches immediately, right? It has been there for a long time, and then it's expanded. So Ayurveda has 8 main branches. And one of that branch is geriatrics. So geriatrics in Ayurvedic medicine, the branch of therapeutic that deals with the geriatrics are called rasayana or jara. So the definition of rasayana is therapies and protocols that result in longevity. We all need that, right? We all need to improve our intellect, enhancement of memory, vitality of body tissue, and prevention of disease. That's what is mainly explained in this particular branch of Ayurvedic medicine. So concept of healthy aging in Ayurvedic medicine, geriatric care starts from age 60 and 70 years. So how many of you are 60 years and above? It's secret, right? We should not say that. So that's where the geriatric care mainly starting. So the main cause of the old age, according to Ayurvedic medicine, is the prolonged exposure to sun, reduction in the body temperature, poor or unwholesome diet, and lack of positiveness in life, and worries or mental stress. It's from the classical textbook of Ayurveda. And also, what are the benefits of rasayana is, when you follow the principle explained in the rasayana branch of Ayurveda, which says that you are going to achieve health and longevity, enhancement of memory and intellect, enthusiasm in life, healthy skin, clear voice, increase in strength, proper sensory perception and coordination, and proficiency in speech, well-being, and splendid appearance, like vibrant appearance, excellence in the body tissue and resistant to the disease. This is what you are going to achieve by following Rasayana therapy. So component of how do you achieve those concepts? It's beautifully explained actually in the textbook. First they talk about attitude. In Ayurveda it says that achara rasayana and yoga and meditation, herbs, diet and routine and therapies. These are the different pillars or different tools to achieve that rasayana property. And attitude, for an example, what it is, actually I can talk about the attitude about 4 or 5 hours, just about the achara rasayana, but our time is limited, so I'm just keeping some examples. Non-violence, love and care for other form of life, pleasant speech, always when you speak, not like without smiling or with always, how are you, not like that. Always say the pleasant speech. Following a set of routine. In Ayurvedic classical book, it says that daily routine and seasonal routine play a major role for maintenance of health and prevention of the disease. And timely sleep and wake up. If you ask yourself, how many of us do that? Timely sleep and wake up. One day it is 7 o'clock, next day it is 10 o'clock, right? The rhythm changes always. And no smoking or alcohol. That's just explained in Achara Rasayana part. Okay? So, if you look at the studies which are done in the modern world, like now, this century, about the older adult population, excessive alcohol use, including binge drinking, account for more than 21,000 of deaths among adults 65 or older each year in the United States. Excessive drinking increases a person's risk of developing high blood pressure, liver disease, certain cancer, heart disease, stroke, and many other chronic health problems, as well as the person's risk for car crashes, falls, and violence. So it shows that our older age population has this pattern of habits, and Ayurveda says that achieving this, avoiding this itself, you can maintain some extent of old age, you can protect your old age. And another component state is that it is estimated that 20% of the people aged 55 years or older experience some types of mental health concern. The most common condition include anxiety, severe cognitive impairments, and mood disorder. Depression and high suicidal rate in population 65 and older also observed. So if you look at the Ayurvedic classical textbook, what they have explained is you need to have that mental pleasure or help the develop the peace in the mind, or how to develop the peace and calmness or healthy mind. And Rasayana principle stress on that part to have a healthy aging. It's not the healthy aging means, it's not that you don't get aged at all. When you go through the aging, your quality of aging, like quality of life during that aging process will be better. Same, so study shows that the effect of aging are minimized by staying mentally alert and intellectually curious. It's what 5,000 years back, Ayurveda also mentioned the same thing. So, it was estimated that in 2010, there were 4.7 million individuals aged 65 years or older with dementia. Were between 65 and 74 years, and 2.3 million were 75 and 84 years. And 1.8 million were 85 years and or older. So you can see how big group of people are suffering, the sample population suffering from this dementia. So the number of people in the United States with the dementia will increase dramatically in the next 40 years. So another concern what we need to address for the old age population is dementia. And we have wonderful medicine in Ayurveda to address that issue. And there are a lot of research also happening. Of course, you know about yoga. As a rasayana, yoga will be a very helpful tool for that. Yoga exercise and breathing technique promoted mental health, which already mentioned that the mental health is another challenging situation for older age population. So mental health of older adults in the senior activity center, especially their sleep quality, depression, and self-perceptions of health status. There are a lot of research happening, yoga and its influence on the mental health. Another herbs for the addressing the dementia, the Sandala Asiatica. We all know, most of you know about these herbs. It's many research, I have covered only one research article here, but a lot of research, if you did the literature search, you can find out that this particular herb has action on or benefit for Alzheimer's disease or dementia, and it improves the memory. So mood disorders in the healthy elderly population also, this is very beneficial. And furthermore, research is needed, more randomized trial, more bigger trial are needed to validate the report again. Another herb for old age population, what we can use is ashwagandha. You all know that, right? Ashwagandha. It's a root extract safely and effectively improve an individual resistant towards stress and thereby improve self-efficacy, self-assessed quality of life. This particular herb has adaptogenic quality, and it is also one of the best antioxidant. Another quality of this herb is it has action on the body and mind. So it's not only helps to nourish your tissues in the body, it also helps to nourish your mind. So for, specifically for old age population, this is one of the best rasayana rejuvenating herb. The next one is Imbilica officinalis, which possesses the significant immunostimulator activity and moderate cytoprotector activity. Basically, this ashwagandha and amalaki, there are lots, not only in the field of Ayurveda, lots and lots of botanical research. Previously, a few months back, I had done a literature review for these two herbs to find out the use in cancer care. And both of these herbs has a very much potent to reduce the oxidation process, especially when the patient go through the chemotherapy. So even in the old age population also, oxidative stress are more, as you age, sometimes oxidative reactions are more, and to reduce that, it provides the best antioxidant property, these two herbs. And also immune system, it protects your immune system also. So another main challenge which was observed in the old age population is poor oral health. It may limit the food choices and diminish the pleasure of eating, impair chewing efficiency, limit social contact and intimacy, and it affects the speech, and also sometimes causes a pain and detract from the physical appearance. And older adult may have more difficulty accessing effective intervention to prevent and control oral disease than younger adult population. That's another study shows. And barriers include lack of insurance, basically, mainly. Physical limitation that make brushing the teeth difficult, and lack of perceived need for oral health care. So, in Ayurveda, it is addressed that this particular herb, neem, Acidurictica indica, its mouth rinse is effective in reducing periodontal indices. These results demonstrate that a significant reduction of gingival bleeding and plaque indices. Actually, the study run by Anirban shows that you can use this. Traditionally, even 50 or 60 years back, they used the neem stick to brush the teeth, actually. But now you get the neem paste. Or you can also use most of the Ayurvedic herbal toothpaste has a neem content, actually. And the neem is one of the very effective herbs to protect the oral, to take care of the oral problem. Another one which is explained is oil pulling. How many of you have heard about oil pulling? Very good. So basically, you can use the sesame oil for the oil pulling, and then 2 to 3 minutes. Keep it in the mouth. So the study done by Sharma shows that statistically significant reduction in the positive value of the plaque and also gingival index scores in both study and control group. And there was also a considerable reduction in the total colony count of aerobic microorganism present in both the group, actually. So another one is body massage. And there is a lot of study just for the massage also. And Ayurvedic massage, we use a specific oil. So it is found that to be safe and showed improvement in the balance in patients with the progressive degenerative cerebellar ataxia. So it's not only for that condition, I can say from my personal experience with patients, it is beneficial for old age population to improve their movement, to improve their stability, improve their overall well-being. When you ask the patients after the Abhyanga, they feel better. Overall, they feel physically and emotionally, they feel better after Abhyanga and the shower or steam. So in the diet, you can include turmeric. Not only turmeric, you can use so many other spices also. It comes coriander, cumin seed, etc. But turmeric is also proved as best anti-inflammatory, has best anti-inflammatory process. And also it is... Again, it's good for mainly used for a joint disease and also memory, improve the memory to prevent Alzheimer's. So it's demonstrated that low dose of a curcumin lipid preparation can produce a variety of potentially health-promoting effect in healthy middle-aged people. So the conclusion here is, geriatric care developed as a separate therapeutic branch in Ayurvedic medical system. Rejuvenation, that is Rasayana therapy, is seen in multi-phase approach. It's not just one thing. It's mainly, it's a holistic approach. Many things included here. And current research shows that herbs and supplements used in Ayurvedic Rasayana therapy are very effective. And there is a need of large population study involving healthy aging population with all the aspects of Rasayana therapy employed to prove the safety and efficacy. This is my reference. Any question, or do I take the question at the end? I think at the end, maybe, right? Yeah, I'll be happy to answer at the end.